We are our own worst enemies. It is we who hinder our own happiness. You are the cause of your own conceptual knowledge. Whatever you do will be achieved in this world illusion only. Desire is bondage, and the absence of desire is Brahman. One should meditate on the self in order to do away with attachment. If we continually remain in our true nature, desire for objects in the illusion drops off. The Supreme Self, Param Atman, has no need for anything. You should live with this fact in mind. One must learn to discriminate between self and non-self. Once you are convinced that your nature is bliss, and all objects are also only bliss, then you are naturally disinterested in pursuing objective things. You then have a mind that says, I don't want anything. You become ashamed to desire anything from this world, just as a woman will not desire a mustache. I am always formless and beyond the three qualities. What do I have to do with the objects of the world? If you remain with this attitude, the affection for objects is gone. You should remain in the full awareness of your true nature. Sages all reach spiritual attainment with the knowledge of the self. That high position is attainable by listening to spiritual instruction and meditation upon it. One must practice according to what one has heard. Only then is self-knowledge possible. Only one who is not attracted to the objects of the world can have self-knowledge through listening and meditation. Simply by verbally describing a sweet dish, that food does not become prepared. You must prepare it and then eat it. Only then does one get the benefit. The study of the self is to remain with an attitude of unity with the self, or one's true nature. No one becomes a sage by just putting on the crimson or saffron-coloured clothes of a renunciate. Your mind should accept what it listens to. The mind should be attuned to what it hears. The attention of the mind should be as smooth and constant as the steady flow of oil from one pot to another in a fine, thin stream. You have to read again and again what is written because you do not remember. This forgetfulness is why you do not experience your unity with the self. Everyone builds their houses on the wind. They build castles in the air. In the world, everything is taking place because of the word. First, the concept of a tall building is spoken about in so many words, and then the building is erected. Someone who is ignorant becomes wise only through words. If you do not hear the words, how can listening take place? Trying to teach you is like pouring water on a buffalo. All of the water is wasted. That is because your attention that is focused on objects does not loosen its interest from them. If it frees itself, then the job is over. You have become Brahman. Your being should remain constantly as Brahman. All of the five elements are finely mixed in each other. The self also dwells in them, but it is aloof. All of the houses are built only out of earth, but their shapes and their owners are different. Similarly, although people are many in number, the inner self, God, and the air in all are one. However, there is some factor which calls itself as I. That factor is false. It should not be there. If you separate yourself and become proud of that separateness, then you suffer sorrow. Then listening becomes futile because the mind is attracted to sense objects and identified with thoughts. Attaining the knowledge of Brahman is difficult because our attention is turned towards sense objects. If one has a liking for listening to spiritual teachings, something seems to be missing if one does not get the experience. The mind's mood changes by continuous good company. There should be constant thinking and meditating day and night on the spiritual instruction that one has received. Talk about it and listen to it. But of even more value is putting the good advice one has received into practice. Just the act of merely listening to the teaching is not so important, as one must get the actual experience and feel united with it. If one can do this, then they attain all of the spiritual powers. There is only oneness. There is nothing other. Then, what is this which appears to us as the world? All is gold, nothing else. The various ornaments or objects that we perceive are false. The names are not of any consequence. All names and forms are unreal. One and only one Brahman exists. To see is but a word that means appearance, but in all that is seen as the objects of the world, Brahman is pervading. When your state of consciousness becomes such, then the idea of yourself as one entity and me as another entity disappears. The duality of you and me disappears. Conceive of all as Brahman, without doing any analyzing or separating. When all is one, do not hold to the concept that I am a separate being. The sun is so brilliant that it does not need a bath. The self is eternally shining. If the sense of I does not enter in it, it is pure self only. When the sense of me goes, the self remains as brilliantly pure as ever. There is the same consciousness in all. It is the oneness in all things. A drop of sea water is essentially of the nature of the sea, but it should not remain separate from the sea. There is no death in the five elements of earth, water, fire, air, and space. Death is related only to desire and the subtle eye, with its attributes of thoughts and emotions. Living and dying is applicable only to this separate existence. When you say that a certain person by some name is dead, it is that concept which separates itself and calls itself as that name who has died. The state of realization is where the sense of the me has ended. This stranger who calls himself Tom, Dick or Harry has wrongly become the owner of the body. Banish them, and then you are Brahman. Bear the brand, I am Brahman, and proceed further without hesitation. If only one is there, then everything has value. As soon as there are two, there is friction and conflict. Therefore, live in unity as one alone. One who discards completely the sense of the you and the I is the real son or daughter of the Sadguru. Should one relinquish the family or not? Even if you perform your daily functions, the sum total of your life is the same. If you are not alert within, what is the use of putting on garlands and applying sandalwood paste? There should be an inward conviction that the world is an illusion. If that is not achieved, what is the use of becoming a sannyasi? If you are fully aware that this illusory world is false, and you function in this world with detachment, what is wrong with that? That is really the greatest thing. You may be anywhere, at any time, and you remain untainted by the world. Is it the case that only if you remain secluded in a room or in the forest, you are a sage? And if you go out, you are not a sage? No, this is not the case. You must be inwardly detached. Even for those who are ready to do this, there is the possibility of delusion. With the utmost care, you should treat the five elements with courtesy, for they will ensnare you. Do not think that the five elements are benign. They will create an impression of gentleness on your mind. But do not be deceived by their facade and put your trust in them. Do not forget that they are putting on an act of being docile. Even though the field occupied by the five elements and the scenery presented by them may be attractive, you should not trust in this, because these scenes are deceptive. Always remember that they are like ghosts in various disguises. Whatever disguise the ghosts may wear, they are still only ghosts. You are not like the ghosts. illusion, Maya, always tries to make you forget your true nature by adopting various tricks. You must always be on your guard. You may be living in comfort, but you should be mentally detached. One should remain in a state of desirelessness by mind, speech, and in one's actions. One must live in Brahman, as Brahman. A man once said to a sage who had realized Brahman, "Sir, I have seen you once." The sage said, "You could not have seen me. I am not as you see me. I am not as I appear to you. I am quite different." Even if you leave the worldly life and go away into seclusion, what are you going to gain? There is no need for you to do that. You should just change your attitude. Do not lose the sense that you are Brahman. In deep sleep, both the king and the pauper are equal. That is called equanimity. To be in the world is painful. Come to the understanding that the world is an illusion. Then you will experience that there is joy and contentment, even in this world appearance. You always were and are the highest joy. One who harbors desire is but a laborer, always playing the role of an employee. One who has no desire is the owner. Unless desire is despised, one does not become desireless. If you truly want to study, I dare say that it can be done anywhere. There is an easy way. It is immaterial whether you are either in a house or in a forest. You can be leading a spiritual life. You need not run away. If you say that you cannot do spiritual practice while you are living in a family, take it for granted that you are not really interested in true spiritual practice. One who really wants to be spiritual will unfailingly do so wherever they may be.